No one enjoys commuting. I certainly don't. Especially when it costs an arm and a leg just to get to work. According to recent figures, British workers spend an average of 17% of their annual salary on commuting.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. Now, through cycling, you can save money. Make queuing at the station to buy an overpriced ticket into town, or caring about the price of petrol, things of the past, obviously you drive, I don't. And despite this, only 14% of Brits have swapped a stuffy commuter train or bumper-to-bumper traffic jam for a revitalising cycle to work. Now, I get the bus to work every day, and I'm thinking now, I need an alternative. Who better to sell us on cycling to work than the former 110-metre hurdles world record holder, top Welsh athlete, British athlete, Colin Jackson, CBE. Colin, very good morning. Welcome to Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you very much. Good morning indeed. Yeah. I'm liking to hear how you're going to sell it to yourself. You already said you want to find a new mode of transport. You want to get off the bus. So you already sold yourself. But you know what's interesting? All those statistics you just read out are so true. And for me, sometimes I kind of find it difficult why we don't buy into cycling a little bit more, just out of those practical sides of it. You know, the fact we're saving money, the congestion we don't have to worry about. I always tell people, you know, don't think about dashing about there. You know, take your time on your bike as well. There's no real rush in that sense. You don't have to be suckered into that whole commuter thing while you need to be going 100 mile an hour. Take your time and actually enjoy the experience of getting to work.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't own a bike at the minute, but my two brothers are really keen in and into it. But actually, to get a decent road bike is quite expensive. You know, this is about saving money, but I think to get a decent road bike, is that just the investment that is worth it in the long run?
Well, you say a decent one. I mean, what do you describe as it being a decent bike? I mean, my bike, if I'm totally honest, is quite ancient. So, and, you know, the amount of things that you can buy online nowadays that are secondhand that only just need a good little service will make a huge difference. And then the amount of money you're saving directly then is untrue. Lots of times I think people get maybe put off a little bit because you think you need all the gear, you know, to go on the bike. Well, just get yourself a decent helmet. You can go in a pair of jeans and a coat and get on your bike and go. You know, you don't have to have the whole Lycra stuff to get out there and get to work.
I can see you donning the Lycra though, Colin.
Yeah, you know what? I've had enough of Lycra. Would you agree? I've had years and years of it. I can leave it alone now. But, you know, this is the thing I would say. I think people sometimes get carried away with the fact that they may think, oh, I'm going to get sweaty, blah, 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 if I jump on a bike and go. Well, if you live down south, for example, and you're on a busy underground train, you're going to be just as sweaty standing on the train as you would do cycling on a bike to go to work those 3 or 4 miles that you're actually doing. So, you know, what I'm trying to do is tell people, like, to encourage them to get out there and have a go, because they'd be surprised. They will really be surprised.
Why do you think more people aren't then? Obviously, it's such a simple change to make. Why aren't people doing this?
Fear. First of all, I think sometimes people are really anxious. They think it's a really busy road or it's a little bit uphill and I won't be able to make it up there. And I think that, you know, the safety factor of it may be one that is really plays on people's mind a lot. But I kind of always chuck this very simple fact to them. I say, do you know what? 1 hour of gardening, you're more likely to injure yourself than if you spend 1 hour cycling. So are you going to really not garden because the fear of injury, right? That's not going to be the case.
So I think that's a good excuse to not garden anymore, Colin.
Do you know what I mean? If you think about that, you know, I always tell people, there are no reasons for us not to do anything. We always find excuses. So shame on us for finding those excuses not to do the gardening. Anyway, but, you know, it is, you know, for me, one of these really push and real drives. And I was lucky enough that lots of my colleagues, you know, were talking about cycling first of all, and I was like, I wasn't into it. You know, I'd be like many, I was thinking, well, you know, if I can't walk there, then I'll take the car. You know, I forgot there's that middle ground of actually getting on a bike. And so what I'm trying to get people to do is think of, if you're not going to walk, go to your bike as your next port of call before you even think about jumping in your car. And especially for those journeys that are about 3 or 4 miles, it is really unnecessary to be in a vehicle for that sense, you know, one of the big vehicles.
Of course, cycling on the track and on the road will hopefully be picking up some gold medals in Rio. Mm. What about the athletic side of thing? We're getting very excited here in Yorkshire for Jess Ennis-Hill hopefully going to defend her her title over in Brazil.
We are, as a nation, getting very excited about Jessica Ennis-Hill defending her title. She's a brilliant role model for so many athletes across this whole kingdom of ours. And I think you're really lucky to have her in Yorkshire as a role model that people will see every single day. So yeah, I think she's more than capable of defending her title. As long as she stays injury-free, and she's had a couple of injury problems which have been slightly worrying for her. But then as soon as we started to get worried, she throws a javelin very well. She does everything really great. And you think, okay, Jess is looking A-OK.
Yeah, she'll pull it out of the bag. She always seems to. What about the total overhaul medal? Because we did so well in London. Is it achievable for us to do that well once again in Rio?
Well, the athletes will certainly be up for it. That is for sure. Many people who won titles in London will want to hang on to those titles. And I think, you know, that's going to be a huge challenge because in 4 years, you know, things change a lot. And people get better. Some people get older. And some people get more mature.
We all get older, Colin. Yeah. We all get older.
With that in mind, their body kind of may crumble a little bit. So you've got to watch out for them. But, you know, I think, I say, this is a very unique Olympic Games for Team GB because, as you say, we went in with so many good genuine medal shots. Whilst last time going into London, it was just on that, you know, that whole euphoria, like, can we do well as a nation? Well, we proved that we can, and we're just trying to hang on in there, hold those positions.
Now, it tells me here, Colin, that cycling to work can give you the fitness levels of someone 10 years your junior. I'm looking at you. You're 49 years old. You don't look a day older than when you last stepped on the track as an athlete. What is your secret? Is cycling the main reason to your youthful look?
You see? Do I need to say any more? you just sold it beautifully for me in that sense. No, you know, statistically, yeah, we kind of saw the inside of you because you get healthier and fitter, really, about 10 years when you cycle to work. Just spend that time, using that time well, you know, using that time wisely to get to work on a bike. It is amazing what it's done. It has changed my life. It's transformed my life. And I enjoy it more than anything else now. I wasn't a very good runner. And you're going to say, what? No. I wasn't a very good distance runner. Put it that way. But cycling has allowed me to get to those great distances using my own power, isn't it? So it's worked out really well for me. And I've been also, you know, lucky enough to talk to the people in Cycling UK who've kind of given me a real help and stepping stone into what is happening around me locally and finding out everything that I can do. Perhaps join a couple of other little people who are doing interesting things. So if you look on our website, for example, bikeweek.org.uk, you'll get all the information there. It is just brilliant for the likes of me and hopefully now you too.
I've got to ask you very quickly, which was the hardest to pick up and do? Was it the dancing on Strictly or cycling to work?
Oh my goodness, the easiest thing than that. I mean, Strictly was so tough. I mean, jumping on my bike, I had a choice of three. You're not borrowing one, by the way. But I have a choice of three bikes at home, so it was really easy for me, and I did not have any excuse. Get on my bike, off I went.
So, Colin, that website again for people who want more information on this, please?
It is bikeweek.org.uk.
Excellent stuff. Colin Jackson, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the day and, of course, enjoy the Olympics in Rio.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much there. Colin Jackson, CB, join us to talk Bike Week. Are you inspired now, Joe?
I am. I am. Absolutely, I am. What a legend.